All right, so that lady at the restaurant who just got saved about a year and a half ago or two, whatever it was, 2 years, she just had a baby, and something came up real quick in a little short conversation. Oh, she said, you know, I got 2 kids now. I really can't have fun. See all those other ladies out there having fun. I said, that ain't, life's not about fun anyway. I said, life is a worship service. Life is worship. And I said, I know it takes a while to get there. She said, yeah, I'm in the process. She said, yeah, I'm not there yet. I said, yeah, it takes a process. Worship, and I told her, I said, look, you get born in this place. Most people get married, have kids. Their grandparents die, then their mom and dad die. Then their kids get old and go away and do their own thing. As they, the kids leave the house, and then they're left there by themselves, and they start, who was with them the whole time? God was there during the whole process, you know? So God is the only one that's going to, in the, really, when you die and face God, those other people, they won't be there. And then, you know what's weird is, people have kids, and the kids are going to go their own path. You know, a lot of times the parents, they want their kids to follow a certain path, but that's not the way it works. God has a path for those children. And if you're getting your identity out of your mama, your daddy, your grandparents, your kids, your spouse, the spouse thing, the two become one, you know, they do have, identify with each other more than the average because the two become one. But if you're getting your identity out of a parent or a child or whatever, you're going to be disappointed. The husband and wife relationship, there is identity, the two become one, you know, that's a different kind of identity there. But your main identity is in Christ, in Jesus alone, you know. But I told her, I said, you know, it's a process. It takes a lifetime to get there because God starts cutting things off. He starts to cut everything out of your life over time. And most people don't ever get there. They don't see it until it's too late. On their deathbed, they cry out to God. And they worship God on their deathbed instead of worshiping God their whole life, you know. And so it's all a worship service. And by me decoding this place, I see it's all a repeat. It's a fractal hologram, and it's just a copy machine. When you see Jesus, you'll be like him. That tells you everything. There's your archetype for life. You might say, what are you talking about? I was thinking about this yesterday. It's hard to believe it came back to my mind, but it came back to my mind for a reason. When you see Jesus, you'll be like him. What does that mean? How does that apply in your daily life? What you gaze upon, you become. What you gaze upon, you become. Who you hang out with, you become. What you think on, you become. What you do, you become. What you gaze upon, what you think upon, is what you become. Right? That's what's happening. If you're bitter, you're going to start to look bitter. If you're living in the past, you're going to be bitter. If you're gazing upon Jesus, you can't be bitter. If you're in unforgiveness, you're not going to be happy. If you gaze upon Jesus, you'll never be in unforgiveness. If you are believing lies, because you're looking at the wrong place. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Gaze upon Jesus. He is the truth. You'll see through the lies. When we see Jesus, we'll be like him. What you gaze upon, you become. If you gaze upon the truth, your mind will conform to the truth, God's word. This thing about fun, I just keep hearing it. I just keep hearing people wanting to have fun. That's wrong. That's what's wrong with society. I want to have fun. Well, depends on what your idea of fun is. If fun is going home and in peace and quiet and chilling, or if your idea of fun is fighting and arguing and gossiping and backbiting, lying, depends on what your kind of fun is. I guess the definition is the issue here. But God didn't put us here to have fun. What are you comparing yourself to? Those kids in Africa, they seem to be having more fun than the kids here. And they ain't got nothing. They live in a mud hut, you know. They seem to be having more fun. It's all what your comparative thing is, you know. It's all about comparison. What you compare yourself with. Fun, 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 fun. That's what they think about all day long. I want to have fun. My idea of fun is rightly dividing the truth. Judging either way. I'm not judging anybody in any way, shape, or form. I just know what the process is for a believer. God starts to remove everything out of your life until you have to know. All you have is Him, and all you can do is worship God. He will do it. And it's a process, and some people can handle it, and some people can't. Some people can handle it happening faster, and some people can't. And it's all about the internal strength, I guess. And He knows He can't put more on you than you can bear. So some people can go through more than the others. And some people it takes a lifetime. So it's okay. Everybody's in the same process, though. It's a Turing machine, T-U-R-I-N-G. A CNC turning machine. God, when you put that piece of metal on that CNC machine and it starts to spin like the cycles of life, and that sharp blade starts to cut out those edges and all the cutting, the pain is part of the process. It's painful for a reason. The baby comes into this place crying, and you go through this place crying. You might not shed tears, but you're going to cry inside because you're having to give up things that you thought you wanted. And then once you finally give up those certain things, you say, I didn't even want that anyway. You start to give up certain things. She was all rushing. She told her coworkers, I gotta rush, we're having that birthday party and blah blah blah, and I gotta do this. And you know, you can understand that because it's a new thing, you know. 1 year birthday party, I think she said. But somebody who's looking at it from the outside in is like, you know, it's an awareness issue. Being self-aware 24/7. The way, if you really want to become more self-aware, do this experiment and it'll change your life. And do it for 7 days, do it for 21 days. Write it down on a piece of paper and put it in your pocket and look at the piece of paper like 4 or 5 times a day. And so when you're talking to somebody, or you're just riding down the road, or you're at work or something, take yourself out of the conversation while you're in the conversation and look at it from the outside in. In other words, imagine yourself at the ceiling. It's like you left your body. You're still in the conversation. You're still talking to the person or talking to yourself, whatever. But you leave your body. And you're at the ceiling looking at yourself from the outside in. You don't have to be at the ceiling. You can be just above your forehead or something. So you rise up above yourself from the outside in. I mean, from the inside out. Go without. Pretend you're outside looking at the conversation. Let's two of you talking. And watch yourself talking. And watch the other person talking from a third-party perspective. Become aware of being aware. And if you do that enough, it will become a habit. And what it does is it trains you to have the Christ mind. Because when you have the Christ mind, every action that you, every thought, every action, every word, you're thinking about it before you say anything. You're looking at yourself and the situation from the outside in. Whatever problem you're facing, do that. Look at it from the outside in. Look at it from your higher self. What do you mean by higher self? Higher self. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, so there's a higher you. Look at it from the mind of Christ. As you're talking to somebody, you're actually watching yourself talk to them. And you're watching them talk to you from the outside, and you're not taking it personal, you know. You're looking at what they're feel, you know. A lot of times people have feelings, and they're speaking on feelings. They're not speaking on what's really happening.